The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a suspected child abuse case in Belleville after the Belleville Police Department contacted the KBI on the morning of Thursday, December 26th, to investigate when an unresponsive 3-month-old infant was transported from the Republic County Hospital to an Omaha hospital. The child's parents brought her to the Republic County Hospital on December 25th, and hospital staff later contacted the Belleville Police Department. A pediatrician at the Omaha hospital indicated the child had no brain activity due to severe injuries she had sustained, and at the time of this report, the infant remained on life support. The investigation is ongoing. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Christmas holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 24th through 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, December 25th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one fatal non-DUI-related crash involving one non-DUI-related fatality over the holiday, and the fatal crash occurred in Doniphan County. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that there were 7 DUI arrests, the same as 2023, 227 speed citations, down 143 from 2023, 309 speed warnings, down 17 from 2023, 14 adult safety belt citations, down 7 from 2023, 0 safety belt citations for teens, down 2 from last year, 8 child restraint citations, down 1 from last year, and 218 motorist assist calls, down 231 from 2023. A $22,677.52 grant from the Beach Family Foundation will help Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas purchase 2 new mobile health stations, 6 spot unit monitors, 16 Withings blood pressure machines, and contactless thermometers. This equipment, which is used to measure and monitor the vitals of an individual, will replace outdated mobile health stations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud said this advanced equipment significantly improves the ability to monitor the health of the individuals they serve, ensuring accurate and timely assessments. He said this new and improved equipment will help DSNWK continue to provide a safe and efficient healthcare environment. Michaud added that DSNWK thanks the Beach Family Foundation for their continued support of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Northwest Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement and pavement reconstruction project along U.S. 281 in Osborne County this week. The $18.9 million project will involve the removal and replacement of the bridge over the North Fork Solomon River, located south of Portis. And in addition, the Kansas Department of Transportation will also reconstruct approximately 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 between the North U.S. 24 junction and the South City limits of Portis. This portion will be widened into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders. The project work will initially be constrained on the shoulders, with occasional lane closures possible. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the highway in March of 2025 and reopen it in late fall, and a state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager Dan Moore at 785-302-6200.